兄姊妹们翻开哥罗西书第二章。
I ask brothers and sisters to turn to Colossians chapter 2.
我们从第八节开始念到十五节。
Let us read from verse 8 through 15.
弟兄姊妹们找到就请听我们念。
Once you found it, please listen to us reading it.
哥罗西书第二章第八节开始到十五节。
Colossians chapter 2, starting with verse 8 through 15.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的隔离，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的隔离。你们既受尽与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
你们从前在过犯和未受隔离的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就葬作十字架夸身。
When you were dead in your transgression and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him.
感谢神给我们有这几次的聚会。
We thank our Lord that He has given us this many gatherings together.
今天早晨是最幕后的一次。
And this morning is the last session.
我们感谢主，他把哥罗西书赏给教会。
We thank our Lord that He has given His church the book of Colossians.
虽然这是一千多年以前神向教会说的话。
Even though these are words that God spoke to His church over 1,000 years ago.
但是在一千多年快两千年的以后的今天，这个话对我们还是那么新鲜，还是那么有实际的用处。
But 2,000 years later, these words are still so fresh and so useful to us.
因为一些弟兄姊妹们在不是都参加这几次的聚会，所以我轻轻地把我们所交通过的扼要的点一下。
Because not all the brothers and sisters were here for all the sessions, I will very lightly touch upon, summarize the messages from before.
我们再继续今天要交通的。
And then we will continue our fellowship today.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们读了 格罗西书。
Brothers and sisters, if we read Colossians,
我们都晓得格罗西书里边就说出了当年格罗西的教会他们遭遇到一些个难处。
We know that Colossians talk about the difficulties the church in Colossae faced.
这些难处乃是在他们跟随主的路上面来发生许许多多的阻挡。
And these difficulties were the obstacles they faced on the path to follow the Lord.
有从犹太人那个遗传下来的律法的那个观念给他们一些难处。
And there are difficulties that come from the concepts that come from the traditional Jewish that come from the Jewish tradition.
另一方面，也有从希腊的文化那一边啊。一些特别是透过一种哲学的内容来给他们一些难处。
And some other difficulties come from the content of philosophy that come from the Greek tradition.
但是不管是从律法来也好，从人的哲学思想里边来也好，那里是有一个非常明显的共同的原则。
No matter what it is, whether it's from the law or from philosophy, there is a common principle.
那就是用人之所能做的去代替神替人做成的那个救赎的恩典。
And that is to use what men can do to replace that with the salvation that God has achieved for men.
换一句话来说，就是说，并不需要神给人拯救，人自己可以解决人所有的难处。
In other words, men no longer need salvation, but men can use their own way to solve their problems.
这一个点是当时哥罗西教会所面对的很大的困扰。
And that is a very big obstacle the church in Colossae faced at that time.
但是我们非常清楚地看得见。
But we clearly see.
当年给哥罗西教会的困扰也同时是离世历代以来神的儿女所面对的困扰。
The difficulty, the obstacle faced by the people in the church of in Colossae, they're the same as the obstacle faced by church throughout the generations.
直到今天，我们还是面对着这一类的困扰。
Until today, we face the same type of obstacles.
撒旦是非常非常喜欢用这一个方法来给神儿女们一些的骚扰。
Satan very much likes to use this to distract children of God.
让人去高估人所能做的。
So that men overestimate what men can do.
因为这个高估就把神所做的可以放在一边。
Because of this overestimation, men can put aside what God has done.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
虽然人抬举自己是最受人欢迎的一种光景。
Even though men lifting up themselves is a state that is very much welcomed by other men.
但是人抬举人并不能解决那个实际的问题。
But men lifting up men does not actually solve the problem.
所以哥罗西教会他们有困扰。
So therefore, the church in Colossae had these, they had these confusions.
历史历代的教会同样面对这个困扰。
And the churches throughout generations also faced the same confusion.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他借着保罗向教会说了一些话。
He, through Paul, said some words to church.
让神的儿女们非常清楚地看见为什么只有神的儿子所做成的救赎是解决人和神中间一切的难处的依据。
So that he said some words through Paul so that we can know that why is it that only the Son of God is the evidence, is the base to resolve all things between men and God.
而神上教会说的话首先是让神的儿女们知道在救赎里头神是有一个很明确的目的的。
He showed us that in his salvation he has a clear purpose.
这一个目的乃是神 的那一个永远的旨意。
And this purpose is the eternal will of God.
而这一个永远的旨意乃是神自己的儿子。
And this eternal will of God is the Son of God.
为什么是神的儿子呢？
Why is it the Son of God?
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
圣灵的话就把我们的主是谁做了一个非常完整的启示。
The Holy Spirit gave a very comprehensive revelation to who is the Son of God.
圣灵从两个方面来指出我们的主是谁。
The Holy Spirit from two aspects points out who is our Lord.
第一是从创造这一方面来说出我们的主是谁。
From one hand, it is from creation the Holy Spirit talked about who our Lord is.
他是创造的主。
He is the Lord of creation.
也就是说他是万有的源头。
And that means that he is the first among all things.
整个物质的宇宙的里边所接触到的一切它的源头乃是神的儿子。
All the things in the material universe that we can touch originate from the Son of God.
整个宇宙的存在或是说维持乃是因着父神的设计父神的经营，但是呢，乃是神的儿子去把它执行完成。
The existence and the reason why the universe is able to sustain it is because of God's design and plan, but it is executed through His Son.
所以从创造的源头这一点来显出神的儿子是谁。
So from the origin of creation, it shows who is the Son of God.
那从另一方面呢，神的话语又叫我们看见，在救赎这一方面来说，神的儿子仍然是那个源头。
On the other hand, through salvation, it also showed us that the Son of God is still the origin.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
他让我们看见人的堕落是那样的厉害，在神的面前也神的怒气。
He showed us how serious is man's fallen state and how it angers God.
但是神并不因着人的愚昧而改变他起初的心意。
But God has not changed His original will because of the foolishness of men.
他要把堕落的人挽回到神起初的目的。
He wants to redeem the fallen men to His original purpose.
那他怎么来把这些堕落的人来挽回呢？
How does He redeem the fallen men?
那就用着救赎的方法。
It is through salvation.
罪叫人死。
Sin causes men to die.
罪叫人落在一个完全没有指望的光景。
Sin causes men to fall into a hopeless state.
感谢赞美我们的神。
But thank and praise our God.
他用着他自己的儿子来造成一个救赎的恩典。
He used his own son to achieve the grace of salvation.
这个救赎的恩典乃是神自己的儿子来代替人去承担一切堕落的那一个结果。
The grace of salvation is that the Son of God, He Himself, bore all of the results of the fallen men.
那如果我们的主他承担这样的一个结果，他必须要死。
In order for our Lord to bear this result, He has to die.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the price of sin is death.
所以我们的主就给钉死在十字架上。
Therefore, our Lord was crucified to death on the cross.
不是因为他需要死，乃是他替我们死。
It is not that he needs to die, but that he died for us.
这是我们弟兄姊妹们都很清楚的了。
This is something that all brothers and sisters are very clear about.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
他死是解决我们在神面前一切的难处。
His death resolved all the difficulties we have before the Lord.
但是更重要的是他从死里复活。
But even more importantly, is that he resurrected.
这一个复活就进一步来恢复我们和神中间那个正常的关系。
This resurrection further rectified our relationship with God.
因此我们的主在救赎的工作上面，他是那一个显明救赎的原因。
So in the work of salvation, he showed the reason for salvation.
也成了赏赐生命的主。
And he also became the Lord that gives life.
更进一步来说，那就成了教会的元首。
And furthermore, he became the head of church.
那我们透过神借着他的儿子所做的这两件大事。
So through these two major things that God had done through His Son,
一个是创造，一个是救赎。
One is creation and the other is salvation.
神就向人指明了。
God points out clearly to men.
只有神的儿子才能把人带回神的面前。
Only the Son of God can bring men back to God.
也只有神的儿子才能让人去认识神。
And only the Son of God, only through the Son of God can men know God.
因为从来没有人见过神。
Because no one has ever seen God.
唯有父怀里的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the Son of God who is in the bosom of God can represent him.
我们更感谢我们的主。
We further thank God.
因为他明显的给我们看见。
Because he clearly showed us.
是依照他从死里复活的这一个点。
Because of his resurrection,
我们就看见除他以外别无拯救。
That outside of him there is no salvation.
因为在天上人间没有赐下别的名叫我们可以因他得救的。
Because in heaven and on earth there has been no other name that has been given for salvation.
那因着神的灵把神的儿子那样完整的来说明出来。
Because the Holy Spirit has so comprehensively revealed the Son of God.
无论从创造这方面来看。
Whether it's from creation.
或者是从救赎这一方面来看。
Or through salvation.
他都是源头。
He is the beginning.
他不单是源头。
Not only is he the beginning,
他也是结局。
He is also the end.
所以因此你要来到神的面前，跟神有一个正常的、准确的、和好的关系的话。
If you want to come before God and have a normal, a correct, a reconciled relationship with God,
神的儿子是那唯一的路。
Then the Son of God is the only way.
在神的儿子的所事和所做以外，人没有办法再找到任何的方法可以和神恢复关系。
Outside of what the Son of God has, outside of who the Son of God is and what He has done, there is no other way to reconcile our relationship with God.
虽然历世历代以来。神的救赎的工作是在那里在人中间来显出来。
Even though throughout ages, the work of God's salvation has been revealed among men.
但是神的对头也不住地在那里制造各种各样的环境，各种各样的心思和意念，让人在那里怀疑神，或者说要在神以外自己就设立一些人以为可以行走的路。
But throughout the ages, the opponent of God has also constantly created circumstances and put thoughts and doubts into men, or in another word, to create something outside of God.
但是当神一把那个源头的问题一摆出来的时候，人所有的以为能行的就成为毫无用处。
But when God places before us the question of the origin, the beginning, then there is no other way.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们在深一层去注意的时候。
When we look into this deeper.
神给人的那个拯救不是只是停留在我们和神恢复关系这样的一个点上。
The salvation that God has given men doesn't only stop at reconciling our relationship.
因为神的那个救赎是要把人
带回神起初的目的。
Because the salvation is to bring them back to God's original purpose.
我们昨天晚上末了的时候就提到这一方面。
And then towards the end of last night, we pointed this out.
在没有交通进今天又交通的那个部分的时候，那在昨天晚上还没有交通的透的一个点上，我和弟兄们先要补一补。
Before I enter into today's fellowship, there's a point from last night that I want to speak more about.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道神那个救赎的恩典不是单单为着有律法的以色列人。
We know that the salvation of God, it is not only for the Jewish people who have the law.
因为神救赎的这一个恩典乃是神在万古以前所隐藏的一个秘密。
Because the grace of salvation is a secret that has been hidden from the beginning.
虽然过去的世代神因着那个工作的次序的那个问题，他那个工作的重点是放在以色列人的身上。
Even though in all the past ages, because of the sequence of God's work, the emphasis has been on the Israelites.
但是神那个救赎的目的却不是只是限于以色列人这个小范围。
But the purpose of salvation is not limited to the Israelites.
神整个的救赎的那一个范围乃是包括全人类。
The coverage of God, the inclusion of God's salvation includes the entire mankind.
所以我们就留意到神那个救赎的福音不管在全地什么地方来显出来。
So therefore we see that no matter where it is in the world, the gospel of God's salvation,
接受福音的人都被带回神的面前，站立在一个做儿子的地位。
All those who accept the gospel are brought before God in the position of the Son.
那所以在哥罗西书的末后的时候，就第一章的末后的时候，那里提到有一个这样的事实。
So at the end of chapter 1 in the book of Colossians, it points out this fact.
就是说到神这个拯救人的这一件事情。
It talks about that God saving men on this matter.
那里就说到了，这一个是神在万事以前所定规下来的一个秘密。
It talks about how this is a secret that has been set before all ages.
刚才我们提到就是说，这个秘密就是说，所有的人都包括在神这个拯救的范围的里头。
We talked about how all men are included in God's will for salvation.
但是我们在看进哥罗西书里边的话的时候。
And then, but when we look at the words in Colossians,
我们不单是看见那个神救赎的范围，
we not only see the coverage of God's salvation,
我们更清楚地看见神那个救赎的深度，
we also see the depth of His salvation.
那在我们平常一般的领会上面来说，救恩好像只是把我们带回到神的面前，除掉了我们的罪，赏赐我们一个永远的生命，那就救恩的完了。
In our understanding, we understand salvation to be God has taken away our sin. He has brought us before Him.
我们感谢主，我们能接受赦罪的恩典，又接受生命的赏赐，那已经是真的是好大好大的事情。
We thank our Lord because it is already great that we can receive the salvation and receive the life.
但是在神的设计的里头呢？
But in God's reality,
神的安排并不停在这样的一个阶段。
God's plan doesn't stop at this stage.
所以当时神的话向我们解开基督就是神的那个秘密的时候，他就把这个秘密的内容给我们做一个全面的解开。
So when the words are open to us, when the secret that Christ is the Lord has been open to us, then it gives us a comprehensive explanation.
因此在那个第一章末了的时候, 我们读到这边几句话,
so therefore, at the end of chapter 1, we read such verses.
那几句话是什么呢?
What are those words?
他说, 我读一读这几句。
I will read these verses.
那是第一章的26节。
It is chapter 1, verse 26.
这道就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
The word of God, that is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ.
而我们昨天交通到这个部分的时候，好像指出了在神做工的次序上面。
When we fellowshipped about this yesterday, we pointed out that at the beginning of God's work, it seemed as if his work was limited to the Israelites. But we also just mentioned that when the Holy Spirit opened up the mystery to us, then we see that the purpose of God's work is not limited to the Israelis.
也包括外邦人在里头。
It also includes the Gentiles.
虽然时间没有到, 外邦人好像是给神暂时放下，没有很直接的去料理。
Even though the time is still it was not there, so therefore the Gentiles were put aside and not taken care of.
那因此在人的中间造成一个这样的观念，特别是在犹太人的中间。
So then there's this concept that has been built among men, especially among the Jewish people.
那他们以为除了我们犹太人是神的选民以外，其他的人都不是神所要的。
They feel that other than themselves, who are the select people of God, who are the chosen people of God, no one else God wants.
在他们的眼中以为外邦人都是狗。
That they think of Gentiles as dogs.
不但是狗, 并且是死狗。
Not only dogs, but dead dogs.
有时候我们读圣经的时候，都读出这样的意思来了。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, when we read the scripture, we read these meanings.
但是人的误会。
But that is a misconception.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当他把神的那个奥秘向人家打开的时候,
when he opens up this mystery to men,
我们很清楚地看见，所有的人，不管你是犹太人或是外邦人，在神的面前都一样的，在神的纪念的底下。
We see that all men, whether you're Jewish or Gentile, you are all remembered before the Lord.
我们昨天晚上也就提到，在旧约的历史的里边，隐隐约约的。 指出了神把外邦人包括在他的纪念的里面的事实。
And last night we also talked about the fact that in the Old Testament God has subtly included the Gentiles in his work.
那现在哥罗西书里头呢，就更清楚地把这个秘密完全地打开。
And then in Colossians, it more clearly opens up the secret.
他说这一个秘密一打开就看到，基督不但是犹太人的，同时也是外邦人的。
And when this mystery is opened up, then we see that Christ does not only belong to the Jewish people, but also to the Gentiles.
基督是犹太人所盼望的那个弥赛亚。
Christ is the Messiah that the Jewish people had been hoping for.
但是基督呢，也是外邦人的那个有荣耀的那个荣耀的指望。
But Christ is also the glorious hope of the Gentiles.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank
God. 现在我们就来注意了。
Now we pay attention.
这个荣耀的指望是什么
？What is this glorious hope？
这个荣耀的指望，如果我们不把它弄清楚的话，我们以为就是说，有一天我们的主回来，我们就和他一同在荣耀里。
And if we don't fully understand this hope of glory, then we think that one day when the Lord comes, then we will be in glory with Him.
啊，那个时候永生就开始了。
And then eternity starts.
但是弟兄姊妹们，如果我们回到神话里头去的时候，你看到完全不是这样一回事。
But brothers and sisters, when we return to the words of the Lord, we will see that it's not the case.
不错，我们是等候主回来。
That's right, we are waiting for the Lord to come back.
但是我们这是蒙恩得救的人，永生不是等到主回来的时候才开始。
But for those of us who have been saved through grace, our eternity doesn't start when the Lord comes back.
永生是在我们接受主做我们救主的时候就开始了。
The eternal life begins when we accept the Lord, when we accept God to be our Lord.
因为这是一个恢复的工作。神做的
because that is a work of redemption that God has
主的话也很清楚告诉我们
and the word of the Lord
叫一切信他的
so that all those who believe in him
不至灭亡反得永生
will not perish but have
eternal life 你什么时候开始不至灭亡呢
when do you start not to perish
不是等到那个将来那个白色大宝座审判显出来的时候就知道我不至于灭亡
It is not until the day you are before the white judgment throne that you know that you will not perish.
是在你接受主的那一刻，你就有一个把握，我不至灭亡。
It is at the moment you accept the Lord that you have the certainty that I will not perish.
那反得永生呢？
And to receive eternal life.
也同样一样，就在那个时刻就开始。
And the same thing, it is from that moment.
那因此这里所说到基督成为我们荣耀的盼望，就不是指着我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that here it says that Christ to become the hope of glory, it is not to say that we will not perish and have eternal life.
那既然不是指着那一件事情，那是什么？
If it does not point to that matter, then what does it point to?
那我们就说啊，我们就等候主回来，与他一同显现在荣耀里。这是哥罗西书第三章里面说的话。
Then we say, we're waiting for the Lord to come, and then we will appear together with him in glory. These are the words in Colossians chapter 3.
是，这一个是主给我们的那个荣耀的盼望。
That's right. That is the hope of glory that God has given us.
但是具体的那个盼望的事实是什么？
But what is the reality of that hope?
啊，只是主在那里，在荣耀里，我们也在荣耀里，就是这么一点吗？
Is it only that God is in glory, therefore we are in glory as well?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话说出来的时候是非常非常的清楚又明确的。
When the Lord spoke of his words, it is very clear.
是在那里提到基督成了我们荣耀的盼望的时候。
When it says that Christ is to become your hope of glory,
就说出这个荣耀的盼望是怎样做成在我们的身上。
It talks about how that hope of glory is accomplished on us.
保罗透过他自己在神面前的服事，就说出了这个荣耀的指望成就在我们身上究竟是怎么一回事。
Paul tells us when this hope of glory is accomplished on us, what is that like?
他说到，原来神的儿子所给我们那个救赎，乃是把我们带回到神起初的那一个心意和目的。
He talks about how the Son of God brings us that the Son of the salvation the Son of God has achieved brings us back to the original purpose of God.
所以一章二十八节那里就幕后的那句话就是说，要将我们个人完完全全的引到神面前。
So then at the latter part of verse 28 in chapter 1, it says, so that we may present every man complete in Christ.
并不是只是引到神面前。
Not only to present before God.
乃是怎么引到神面前以后，我们是怎么一个样子在神面前。
When we are presented to God, how are we presented in front of God?
是完完全全的给引到神的面前。
That we are presented before God complete.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So here, brothers and sisters, you see.
你可以来到神的面前。
You can go before God.
但是你是怎么样一个光景来到神的面前呢？
But what kind of state are you in when you go before God?
我们不知道我们是怎样我们怎样来到神的面前。
We don't know how we go before God.
但是我们知道在神的设计的里头，神是要我们完完全全到他的面前。
But we know that in reality of God, He wants us to be presented before Him complete.
那什么叫做完完全全呢？
What does it mean to be complete?
你说不至灭亡，反得永生的就是完全了。
You say complete means that I will not perish but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的观念可以这样来确定。
Our concept can be like this.
但是神的安排却不是这样来定规。
But God's plan was not set like this.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看到一件事情。
You clearly see one thing.
神借着基督要把我们完完全全地引到他面前。
God wants to present us complete in Christ before Him.
乃是要把我们这些人带回神起初造人的那个目的。
He wants to bring us back to the original purpose when He created man.
弟兄姊妹，我们回头来看神造人的目的。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn back to look at the original purpose of God's creation.
我们不说太多我们已经知道的话。
We don't say much about the things that we already know.
但是我们不能不明确地点出在神造人的目的里头那两个非常非常明显的内容。
But we cannot but point out two very clear points in God's creation of man.
头一件事情就是人的被造乃是为着神的荣耀的彰显。
The first is that man's creation is for the manifestation of God's glory.
说人的被造是照着神的形象和样式来造出来的。
We say that we are created in the image of God.
那同时神也把他的权柄委托给人。
And God has also given men his authority.
来替神去管理神所造的一切。
To rule and govern over everything that God has created.
这个就是神起初造人的目的。
That is the original purpose of God's creation.
当然我们把它在看到这一件事情的背后的时候。
But when we look behind this,
弟兄姊妹可以更清楚地看到。
You can even more clearly see.
人的被造乃是为了对付那一个在神面前做对头的魔鬼。
That man's creation is to deal with the Satan, the opponent of God.
这是从另一方面来看的。
That is to look at it from the other hand.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
是来对付神的对头也好，或者说这是显明神的荣耀和权柄也好。
Whether it is to deal with the opponent of God or to manifest God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚知道，这个绝对不是不至灭亡反得永生。所表达出来的。
But no matter what it is, you see that it is not what is being revealed through not perishing and have eternal life.
当我们回到神起初造人的那个目的的时候，你就看到不知灭亡反的永生乃是我们在神这一个整个的救赎的那一个工作里头的那个起点。
When we return to the original purpose of God's creation of man, then we will see that not perishing and having eternal life is only the beginning of God, the work of God's salvation.
不是终点。
That's not the end point.
但是我们太容易满足在那个起点。
But we are so satisfied with the starting point.
也是把那个终点忽略了。
That we forget, we ignore the end point.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But thank and praise our Lord.
我们虽然常常会忽略的神要做的是什么。
Even though we often ignore what is the work that God wants to do.
但是他却时刻的提醒我们，神要在我们身上做什么。
But he constantly reminds us what God wants to do on us.
现在在这个启示里边，神就很清楚说了。
So in Colossians, it clearly says,
他要把我们完完全全的引回他的面前。
He wants to present us before him complete.
那这个完完全全把我们引回神的目的究竟是什么一回事呢？
Then what is the purpose to present every man complete?
刚才我们提到说，那就是为乎起初神创造人的那一个目的。
We talked about how it is to reconcile back to the original purpose of the creation of men.
这个是从外面去留意的。
That is when we look at it from outside.
如果我们转一个角度来看，从里面去看。
But if we turn and look at it from the inside.
那神造人的目的干什么呢？
Then what's the purpose? Why did God create men?
用什么你回到创世纪里边，你看见神要让人。在伊甸园里头拣选什么？
So if we turn back to Genesis, then we will see when what does God want men to choose in the Garden of Eden?
生命树的果子。
Was the fruit of the tree of life?
那说出一个什么事情？
What does it say?
那是说出神十分在那里盼望人和他有生命里边的完全的联合。
It says that God hopes to have this connection in life between men and God.
那这个完全的生命里边那个联合是怎么回事呢？
Then what is this connection in the perfect life?
我们用约翰一书第三章里边的话来说，那就很清楚。
If we use 1 John chapter 1,
神不单单是叫我们有他的形象。
Not only does God want us to have his image.
神是要我们完全的像他。
He wants us to be just like him.
那里说主若显现，我们必要像他。
There it says that when God is manifested, we have to be seen just like him.
神让我们借着生命的那个连结，毫无保留的像神。
He wants to have this connection in life so that without holding anything back, we are just like him.
神的儿子是怎样，我们这些做众子的也就是怎样。
What is the Son of God like? Then those of us who are sons of God are just like him.
弟兄姊妹，你留意救恩在我们身上，给我们的地位上边的那个变化的那个次序。
Brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention to the sequence in our status that the salvation has given us.
用这个你留意到我们信主的时候。
You pay attention when we first believed in the Lord.
你得救了。
You're saved.
你重生了。
You're reborn.
你称义了。
You're justified.
是不是只有这几样呢？
Is that it?
那这是救恩里面的内容在我们的身上的显出来的。
That is the content of the salvation manifested through us.
感谢主，这都是事实。
Thank our Lord, these are all true.
但是却神救恩的内容在我们的身上的显出，并不停留在这几方面。
But the content of salvation being revealed through us does not stop here.
最低限度，我们必须要肯定。另外的一点
，At the lowest level, we have to confirm one other thing.
但是我再说，也不停留在这那个点。
But I have to say again, it also doesn't stop there.
但是我说，我们必须要肯定那一个点。
But I say that we have to confirm that point.
那个是什么点呢？那个点是什么呢
？What is that point?
弟兄姊妹，当我们读约翰福音第一章的时候
，When we read Gospel Book of John chapter 1。
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
All those who receive him are believe in his name.
神就赐他们权柄做什么呢？
And God will give them authority to do what?
做神的儿女。
To be the children of God.
那当然，这个做神的儿女这一件事情上面，在那里是很清楚，是基于一个事实。神把儿子的名分给了我们。
dare to be the children of God, to be sons of God, it's very clear that God has given us the status to be His sons.
神承认我们是儿子。
God admits that we are sons.
等到将来主来的时候，我们在荣耀里与主一同显现的时候，我们就不单是做儿子，连儿子的名分就都在那个时候显出来了。
When the Lord comes again, then not only will we be His sons, but the status, the stature of being His sons will also be revealed at that point.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们又回到约翰一书三章那里去留意那句话。
Again, we return to 1 John chapter 3.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊。
He says, dear brother.
我们真的是神的儿女。
Says we are, we are sons of God.
将来如何，我们还不能很清楚的知道。
We do not know what will happen in the future.
但是有一件事情我们有把握的。
But there is one thing that we are certain.
什么把握呢？
What is that certainty?
什么事情有那么有把握呢？
What is it that we have certainty in?
他若显现，我们必要像他。
That when he comes again, when he is revealed, we will be like him.
你怎么知道像他呢？
How do you know you will be like him?
因为你必看见他的真体。
Because then you will see his body.
到那一个时候。
At that point.
你看看主。
You look at the Lord.
看看自己。
And you look at yourself.
怎么我不是我这个样呢？
Then I am not like that.
怎么我看见，哎，这位是主。
Then I see this is the Lord.
看看自己，哎，怎么我也成了他的那个模样呢？
And then I look at self and I say, how come I am just like him?
有这么有没有留意这句话给我们看到这样的一个光景？
Have you paid attention to this verse?
我们现在是儿女。
We are now sons.
到了那一天，我们就要像他。
And on that day, we will be like him.
你怎么知道像他呢？
How do you know you will be like him?
因为你看见他的真体。
Because then you will see his reality. Then what he is like, you are like. You will no longer see your old
form.
When you see yourself, it is just like the Lord himself. Brothers and sisters, I will not go into
prayer.
That is to be presented before him complete.
那当然包括我们在国度里头与主一同作王。
Of course, it includes that we reign with the Lord in his kingdom.
也包括我们永远在勇士里头与主一同作王。
Of course, it also includes us reigning with him in eternity.
这就是另外的一个部分的事情我们要留意的。
That is another part that we have to pay attention to.
但是我们就为这次我们看哥罗西书不是看那个专题，我们只能点到这里。
But that's not the focus of us reading Colossians this time, so we will talk about this.
但是我们不能不注意那个完完全全被引到神的面前究竟是怎么回事。
But we cannot but pay attention to what it means to be presented complete before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，有很多都到过英国伦敦了。
Many brothers and sisters have been to London.
在伦敦里边，也许的一些弟兄姊妹们去了那个很有名的蜡像馆里面去参观过。
Perhaps you have been to this very famous wax museum in London.
如果你到过那个地方，你就看到历史上很多的人物。
When you go into the wax museum, you will see many historical people.
有的已经过去了。
Many of them already died.
有的现在还活着。
Some of them are still alive.
但是因为他们有名，所以蜡像馆里边就把他们的像也照在那里。
But because they're famous, the wax museum make a statue of them in there.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你算是你也是一个很有名的人。
But brothers and sisters, if you are a very famous person,
给蜡像馆看上了。
And that the wax museum looks to you.
他就把你的像也照在那里。
And then they will take your image and also make a wax statue. For example, our brother Lin.
他给蜡像馆看上了。
That the wax museum notices him.
就把他的另一个在把摆在那里。
And then they take his form and puts it in a wax museum.
那我们就去参观蜡像馆。
And then we go visit the wax museum.
临进门。
As soon as we step in,
你看到林元弟兄站在哪里？
And then we see Brother Lin standing there.
你就跟他说：“哎呀，林元弟兄，你什么时候到这里来？”
And then you say, Brother Lin, when did you come here?
他没反应。
He has no reaction.
你就纳闷了。
And then you're confused.
哎，怎么跟你打招呼你没反应？
Why is it that I'm greeting you and you have no reaction?
你想，哦，这个是蜡像馆，原来那个是梨园弟兄的蜡像，不是他真人。
And then you think, oh, I'm in a wax museum, so this is the wax statue, it's not the brother himself.
弟兄姊妹们，我说这个事情是什么目的？
So brothers and sisters, why do I say this?
人可以把蜡像照得很像很像那一个真人。
Men can create a wax image that is very much like the real person.
但是这只是一个外面的形状。
But that is only the form on the outside.
里头没有生命。
There is no life inside.
里头没有性情。
There's no character inside.
这一个像摆在那里，像是像，但是不是活的。
Even though the image is there and it's just like the real one, but it's not alive.
我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
到了那一天。
On that day.
我们给主完完全全带到神面前的时候。
When we are brought before God complete,
我们不是外面像,
not only are we alike on the outside,
外面像主, 那这个是没有什么太多的意思的。
To be like the Lord on the outside is not very meaningful.
要紧的是里面也像主, 是活的。
What's important is to be like the Lord on the inside, to
be alive. 我们怎么能到这样的一个地步呢?
How can we be like that?
我们怎么可能用我们的办法来把我们带到这样高的一个光景呢？
How do we use our own method to bring us to that state?
没有可能，没有条件。
There is no condition, it's impossible.
但是感谢神。
But thank our God.
基督成为神的那个奥秘带来在我们身上显明的一个结果。
That Christ is the mystery of God, the results that brings to us.
那还是叫我们完全的像主。
Is for us to be just like our God.
主是活的，我们是活的。
Our Lord is living, therefore we're living.
主是荣耀的，我们也荣耀。
Our Lord is glorious, therefore we're glorious.
主是丰富的，我们也是丰富的。
Our Lord is rich, therefore we're rich.
主在那里执掌万有的权柄，我们也在那里分享那个权柄的。
Our Lord has authority over all things, and we are also sharing that authority.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是完完全全引到他的面前。
That's what it means to be presented before Him completely.
这个叫做他若显现，我们必要向他的那个真相。
That is what's meant when we say that when He is revealed, we will be just like Him.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
说当主说出了这样的一件事情的时候。
When the Lord speaks about
it,
then we enter into chapter 2.
你就留意到第二章的里边一个非常重要的点，乃是指出基督就是神的什么？
Then,
基督就是神的奥秘。
Then in chapter 2, we see that it points out that Christ is the mystery of God.
那个神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
神那个奥秘是什么呢?
Then what is that mystery?
神那个奥秘就是要把我们这些人毫无保留的、完完全全的引到他的面前。
That mystery in God is that God wants to, without holding anything back, to completely present us before God.
那因此，当我们一读进第二章的时候，
So as soon as we enter into chapter 2,
你就看到那个交通。那圣灵借着保罗的那个交通的方向就转了。
Then you see that the direction of the fellowship has changed through Paul.
那他不单是说出基督是唯一把我们带回神的面前去的路。
It not only talks about how Christ is the only path to go before God.
他也说到基督是我们回到神面前去。叫我们长成满有基督长成身量的那一个秘密。
It also talks about how Christ is the secret to how we can grow to the fullness of Christ.
那所以在第二章的里边呢，圣经就用着保罗指出了人的那个愚昧要用别的去代替基督。
So in chapter 2, the Holy Spirit points out through Paul how the foolishness of men want to use others to replace God, to replace Christ.
很清楚的把圣灵在那里给我们看到，基督是不可能给别人去代替的。
Here, the Holy Spirit clearly shows us that Christ can never be replaced by anything else.
基督乃是神，显明在人中间，符与符和神那个完全的关系的那一个依据。
Christ is the evidence of God being manifested in, among men to reconcile the relationship.
要叫基督以外，再找另外一条路来把人带到神的面前，是没有可能的，也没有条件的。
There is no condition. It is impossible to find another way to bring men before God other than through Christ.
然后从第二章里头呢，就引出第三章、第四章。
And then from chapter 2, it brings forth chapter 3 and 4.
那第一章就说到，基督是人和神接触的那个根据和源头。
In chapter 1, it talks about Christ is the origin of between the relationship between men and God.
第二章就给我们看到，除了基督以外，没有别的路可以让我们回到神的面前。
Chapter 2 shows us that other than Christ, there is no other way for us to return before God. And then in chapter 3 and 4,
那就不单是叫我们看到我们回到神的面前，是要借着基督。
It is not only to show us that in order to return before God, we need Christ.
并且神的那个永远的旨意成就在我们的身上，也是因着基督。
It is also because of Christ that God's will is able to be fulfilled on us.
或者我这样说。
Or I can say this.
我们得着生命是因着基督。
We have life because of Christ.
那是第一章、第二章。
That is chapter 1 and 2.
然后我们生命能长成，以致到成熟。
That our life can grow until it grows to maturity.
也是要借着基督。
It is also through Christ.
这是第三章、第四章。
That is chapter 3 and 4.
那这是我没有办法和弟兄姊妹交通到第三章、第四章。
At this time, I cannot share with you chapter 3 and 4.
但是我们必须要弄清楚，我们回到神的面前，唯一的根据是神的儿子。
That we have to be clear that in order for us to return to God, the only evidence, the only base we have is Christ.
那为什么是神的儿子呢？
Why is it the Son of God?
第二章里边一面是给我们看见说神的奥秘是基督。
In chapter 2, on one hand, it shows us that the mystery of God is Christ.
你凭什么说神的奥秘是基督呢？
How can you say that the mystery of God is Christ?
底下就接说接上去就给我们解说了。
And then it continues to explain to us.
是因为一切的智慧和知识都在基督里面藏着。
Because all the wisdom and knowledge is hidden in Christ.
用什么你留意啊，这个话真是很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. These words are so clear.
一切的知识和智慧
all wisdom and knowledge
都在基督里面藏着
are all hidden in Christ.
那换一句话来说
in another word
你在基督以外
outside of Christ
你找不到知识。
You cannot find knowledge.
你也找不到智慧。
And you cannot find wisdom.
用什么说？你说这个不对，这个不对。
And you say that's not right.
现在我们在生活里边接触许多的事物，都是人的智慧、人的知识在那里给我们弄出来的。
You say that oh, there are so many things around us that are created because of the wisdom and knowledge of men.
我想。我们聚会开始以前，那个会字幕上面的要打出了一个这样的要求。
Before we started, I asked the words that are projected on the screen.
什么要求呢
？What's the requirement?
聚会的时候，弟兄姊妹们把你的手机关起来。
What are the words on the screen? It says, please to turn off your cell phone.
你说弟兄姊妹，从前我们读那个中国的旧小说的时候，说的什么千里耳？
And you say that in the
不对，对不起，顺风耳。
And you there are in the novels from ancient times in China.
千里的是盐。
And they talk about people who are the people who can hear for thousands of miles.
不是每个人都在那里享用千里眼顺风耳吗?
And now we are able to enjoy being able to see out of thousands of miles and being able to hear in thousands of miles.
什么时候你要和 和中国那边的亲人谈话，口袋里头摸了那个小东西出来，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，哎，是谁啊？
If you want to talk to your relative in China, you can just take out your cell phone and talk to them.
你要知道天上发生什么事情，你把电视一扭开，你不是就瞪着眼睛就看到了吗？
If you want to know what's happening around the world, all you have to do is turn on the TV. You say, if this is not the knowledge and the wisdom of men, then what is? But the words of the Lord says it is not. But the Lord says that all knowledge and wisdom are hidden within Him. Outside of Him, there is
nothing.
You say, I am holding the cell phone. I can know many things through television. Isn't this brought about through the wisdom and knowledge of men? We admit that the knowledge and the wisdom of men have certain effects.
但是在这里你留意到神的话说，一切的智慧和知识是在它里面藏着，什么意思？
In here you see it says, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. What does it mean?
乃是说到 只有在基督里面你能找到那个真实。
It means that only in Christ can you find the truth.
找到，或者是说的那个哲学一点，就是你找到真理。
Or to say it philosophically, you have found it, the truth, the reality.
丁真理晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
不错，手机是人弄出来的。
It's true, cell phone is created by men.
手机之所以能发生作用是根据什么？
The reason why cell phones work is because.
你说根据电子啊？
And you say it's because of electrons.
你说要又根据什么这个那个啊？
You say it's because of this and that.
那弟兄姊妹们，当你碰到这个问题的时候，你就不能不往深层去再问。
But when you touch upon this, you have to go deeper.
为什么电子可以有这个作用？
Why is it that the electricity or the batteries can have this effect?
为什么这种能造成这许许多多的现象的事物可以带出这样的结果来？
Why is it that all these different conditions, the different phenomena can bring such results?
我们简单的说，
We simply put,
人能透过许许多多的现象，知道一些事情的那一个表现。
Through many phenomenons, we men can understand the representation of matter.
但是人永远没有办法能造出那个源头的事物。
But men cannot invent the origin of matter.
很简单，弟兄姊妹们。
Very simple, brothers.
你说生物来说吧。
Let's take life.
人又造出一个细胞出来，可以。
Men can create a cell.
但是只是造出那个物质的形象。
But it is only to create that material, the form of that material.
你没办法能叫那个细胞有生命的作用。
You cannot have that cell. You cannot bring life to that cell.
就是那么简单。
It is that simple.
一碰到源头的事情的时候，
Whenever you touch on a matter of the beginning,
人的所能做的就停在哪里。
What men can do stops.
这也就是圣灵为什么在第一章里边那么重的在那里说出，基督是那个源头。
And that is why in Colossians chapter 1, the Holy Spirit so emphasizes that Christ is the beginning.
如果不回到源头那里去的时候，
and if you do not return to the beginning,
人所可以看见人很有办法。
Then men will see that man has many ways.
因为他能利用许许多多的那个一现象来带出一些实际的用途。
Because we can bring many usefulness out of phenomenon.
但是你经历不碰到，为什么是这样？
But you cannot touch upon why is it this way?
我们没有办法，不能不说，我们知道是这样，但是我们不晓得那个事情是怎么发生。
We say that we know it is this way, but we don't know how it happened.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他的话很清楚给我们看的。
His words clearly show us.
一切的知识和智慧都在基督里面藏着。
All wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ.
因为他就是神的奥秘。
Because he is the mystery of God.
他是一个物质和生命的源头。
He is the beginning of material of matters and life.
那因此你要寻找生命的事情，你只能到这个源头里面去找。
So therefore, if you're seeking matters of life, then you have to return to that beginning.
你要知道那个整个的那个物质的起源和将来物质的结局，你只能到源头那里去找。
If you want to know the beginning, the origin of matter, you have to go back to the beginning.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我在这里给我们一个很清楚的领会。
So brothers and sisters, here it gives us a very clear understanding.
一切的真实的事情
，All matters of truth，
只有在基督里你看到。
You can only see in Christ。
换一句话来说
，In another word，
一切的真理只有在基督的里边你得着。
You can only obtain truth in Christ。
所以我们的主是非常非常。明确的在那里宣告，我就是道路、真理、生命。
So therefore, our Lord very clearly declared that I am the truth, the life, and the way.
那一说到真理，他是真理的时候
，Whenever we say that He is the truth，
那在他以外还有没有
？Then outside of Him is there truth？
如果他是真理的话，他说的他是真理的话
，If He said He said He is the truth，
在他以外就没有真理。
Then outside of Him there is no truth.
这里的话也是给我们了解的这一个点。
And words here also help us to understand.
你要寻找那个真实的事物。
If you want to seek after that matter of truth, that's something that can be held into eternity.
能明白那个起源和那个结局。
Something that can explain the beginning and the end.
你必须要找到那个源头。
Then you have to find the source.
那个源头是在哪里？
And where is that source?
在基督里。
It is in Christ.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么因此我们可以这样把它来说，用几句话来说明这个事实。
So we can use a few sentences to explain this.
一切不在基督里的都不是真理。
All things that are not in Christ are not truth.
一切不在基督里的是没有给我们预备一条路，让我们回到神的面前。
All things that are not in Christ does not prepare a path for us to return to God.
为什么不能回到神的面前？
Why is it that we cannot return to God?
因为没有一件事物可以满足神公义的要求。
Because there is nothing that can satisfy the righteousness of God.
也没有任何的一些事情可以满足神的圣洁受损坏的那个难处。
And there is nothing that can satisfy the damage done to the shortfall of the holiness of God.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
基督就是这一个神的秘密。
Christ is the mystery of God.
他就是那个真实的事实。
He is that truth.
他能把我们带到神的面前。
He can bring us before God.
他解决我们在神面前那个公义的难处。
He resolves the problem of righteousness for us before God.
他解决我们在神面前不圣洁的那一些困扰。
And He also resolves the difficulties of our unholiness before God.
当我们读哥林多前书第一章的时候，
So therefore, when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
你看到主的话在那里那么清楚的时候，
So you see the words of the Lord so clearly there.
神让基督
成为我们的智慧、圣洁、救赎，成为我们的圣洁、公义、救赎和我忘了那个，你们说的对了。
That God has allowed Christ to become our wisdom, our holiness, and our righteousness, and our redemption.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
在哥罗西书的里头就说出了为什么只有基督是可以。
In Colossians, it explains why is it that only Christ can.
那从第一章里边，神给我们看的那个源头是基督。
So in chapter 1, it shows us that Christ is the source, at the beginning.
在第二章的里边，神又叫我们看到更深一层的事情。
And then in chapter 2, it shows us deeper.
那个更深一层的事是什么？
What is that matter that goes deeper?
神把他所有一切的本性里面，就是第九节，神本性里面一切的丰富都有形有体的在基督里。
In chapter 2 verse 9 it says, For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
你们也在他里面得了这一切的丰盛。
And in him you have been made complete.
弟兄姊妹，回头你来看，完完全全被带到神的面前是怎么一回事。
So brothers and sisters, turning back, we see what does it mean to be presented completely before God? It is what is pointed out in chapter 2, verse
9.
That in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, in bodily form.
然后就定规了，我们是在他里面也得了同样的丰盛。
And then he sets this law that says that in him we have also been made complete.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是神的那一个在他永远的心意里面的那个安排。
That is the plan of God's eternal will.
那我们能掌握到这样的一个事实的时候。
And when we can hold on to this reality.
我们去留意第二章里面了。
Then we will pay attention to chapter 2.
神怎么来提醒劝勉当时的哥罗西的教会呢？
How does God remind and encourage the people in the church at Colossae?
不单是当时的哥罗西的教会，
Not only the Colossian church at that time, but also church today.
怎么来劝勉，怎么来提醒呢？
How does he encourage and remind?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
留意哪里呢？
Notice where?
第六节。
Notice in verse 6.
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造。
Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted.
信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训。
And now being built up in him and established in your faith.
那为什么是这样呢？
Why is it this way?
留意第八节。
And then verse 8.
你们要谨慎。
You have to be cautious.
恐怕有人用他的理学，就是哲学，和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，那是哪的律法那方面，就把你们掳去。
So to it that no one takes you see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
那当时哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹们，就是给律法这一个来骚扰。
That time, the brothers and sisters in the Colossian church were confused by the law.
又给那个希腊的哲学来骚扰了。
And then they were confused by the Greek philosophy.
我们特别的提过。
We especially mentioned.
所有这些的骚扰都是在那一个原则里头，用人去代替神。
All of those confusions were in one principle, that is to use men to replace God.
用人所能做的去代替神所做的。
To use what men can do to replace what God has already done.
但是主的话在这里说。
But the word of the Lord here says,
这是属于虚空的妄言。
But these are all empty deceptions.
这个不是路。
This is not a way.
这个只是叫人落在迷惑了里头。
This is only for men to fall into a state of confusion.
你要真正要寻找到神面前去的路。
If you truly want to seek a way before God,
你必须认定是基督。
You have to commit to Christ.
所以在这里就说，你们要在他里面生根建造。
So here it says in verse 7 that you have to be firmly rooted and being built up in Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意。
So let's pay attention.
我们怎样维持我们在基督里呢？
How do we sustain ourselves in Christ?
你要在他里面生根建造。
So we have to be firmly rooted and built up in Him.
我想我们先来看看怎么叫生根。
Let us first look at what it means to be firmly rooted.
生根就是把你的那一个基础，那一个好像你是一棵树，你要把你那个树根种植在基督的里面。
It is like if you take the foundation, if you're a tree, then you take your root and you plant it in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个是说，你必须把你那个根基放在基督里。
That means that you have to place your foundation in Christ.
你怎么可以把你的根基放在基督里？
How do you place your foundation in Christ?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他并没有要求我们做很多。
He doesn't require us to do much.
他只是告诉我们说，
He tells us,
你们用信心接受这一位神的儿子，你们就进到基督里。
That you use faith to accept the Son of God and then you have entered into Christ. Then you are people in Christ.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And if anyone is in Christ, then he is a newborn person.
怎么做一个新造的人呢？
How do we be a newborn person?
因为你用信心把他接过来。
Because you have accepted him through Christ.
你把基督接过来的时候，你就生，你的根基就立在基督里。
And when you accepted him, then your faith is built in Christ.
那弟兄们，这是我们的得救。
Brothers and sisters, that is our salvation.
我们的救不是一个别样的。
Our salvation is not according to anything else.
不是因为律法。
It is not because of the law.
也不是因为我们做了什么事。
And it is not because of our deeds.
乃是因为我们把我们这个人用信心种在基督的里头。
It is because we have used faith to plant us inside of Christ.
那你要种，把自己种在基督的里边。
If you want to plant yourself inside Christ,
你没有办法用你自己的方法去做成的。
You cannot accomplish it using your own method.
律法不能做成这个事情。
The law cannot accomplish it.
哲学的思想呢，更不能做成这个事情。
And the philosophical thinking cannot accomplish it.
整个属灵的历史，人撒旦不住的利用人，用思想去代替神的工作。
Throughout the entire spiritual history, Satan constantly uses the mind of men to replace God.
要用人的思想去解释神的工作。
To use a man's mind to explain the work of God.
甚至是去瓦解神的工作。
Even to destruct the work of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是徒然的。
But brothers and sisters, this is in vain.
因为根本是两个范围的事情。
Because it is things of two different realms.
我们用信心进到基督里面，这个是属灵的事。
We use faith to enter into Christ, that is spiritual.
人的思想或者说人的动作，那是属地的事。
The mind and the action of men are earthly.
不在属灵的范围里头。
It is not of the spiritual world.
代替那是属灵的事呢。
So then, how do you replace those spiritual things?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，特别我们拿
在我历史上来的许许多多的异端的事情我们不去说了。
We will not talk about the things of the Herlots throughout the history.
我们说最近这十来年里边在中国里头不是要推动在基督教的范围里头要推动一个这样的新思吗？
We say that over the past 10 years in China, in Christianity, we want to promote, we want to motivate this thinking.
他们说因信称义已经过时了。
They say that the salvation, that righteousness through faith is old.
现在应该是要进步到以爱称义。
That we have to evolve to be able to call righteous through love.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？因信是人。和神连接起来。
So brothers and sisters, do you see? In faith is what connects men and God.
以爱，那是说人和人连接起来。
In love, it is what connects men and men.
你碰到那个原则里边的东西，你就知道了，那个是不是路呢？
That if you touch on that principle, then you will know, is that a way?
你再爱，也没有连到神呢。
No matter how you love, you cannot be connected to God.
你连到神那里，你就必须是因信。
To be able to connect to God, it has to be faith.
并且要借着基督。
And it has to be through Christ.
那是非常明确。
It is very clear.
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our Lord.
虽然历史历代以来，许许多多的属灵的运动也好，属人的那些动作也好，一直要把人从信心的里边离开。
Throughout all the ages, whether it's the spiritual movement or the actions of men, that it is all there's so many things that want to take men away from faith.
从信心里边离开，那个内容是什么呢？目的就是离开神。方法就是不需要基督。
The content of move away from faith, then what is that? The purpose is to...
目的是不要基督。
The purpose is to not want Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们你看，目标没有了，方法没有了，
so,
那还有什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, do you see, if there's no purpose and there's no method, then what is here?
哥罗西当时他们遇到的难处就是这么一回事。
The Colossian church encountered this problem.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神的话很清楚在那里说。
But the words of the Lord are so clear here.
在基督里生根。
To be rooted in Christ.
不单是在基督里生根。
Not only to be firmly rooted in Christ.
并且在基督里去建造。
But also to be built up in Christ.
生根是一个得救的问题。
Being rooted is a matter of salvation.
建造是一个成熟的问题。
Being built up is a matter of maturity.
你生根是要借着基督。
It, to be rooted is according to Christ.
你建造还是借着基督。
And to be built up is still according to Christ.
但是我提到第三、第四章就说到那个成熟的那个问题，就是这里的所那个建造所引出来的。
In chapters 3 and 4, I talked about the matter of maturity. It is being brought forth from this point.
那换一句话来说。
In another word,
人在神的面前,
men before God,
所有的难处的解决和从积极方面来说，所有的那一个神悦纳的那一种果效，都是凭借着基督。
That the resolution of all problems, that the result, the resolution that is acceptable to God, it is all in Christ.
所以我们往下，如果有时间往下念下去的时候。
If we have time to continue to read,
你就很清楚地看吧。
Then you'll clearly see.
神告诉我们说，不是凭着人做了什么。
The Lord tells us it is not because of what men did.
那是完全的根据基督的所事和所做。
It is completely according to the being and the doing of Christ.
你生根是根据他。
To be rooted is according to him.
建造也是根据他。
And to be built up is according to him.
那么建造是怎么一回事呢？
Then what is to be built up?
不但是生命成长。到成熟。
Not only is life to grow to maturity,
并且是恢复神的性情和神的那个性质和完整的
在我们的里面。
But it is also to redeem the character and the attributes of the Lord completely in us.
然后呢，就进入基督的身体。
And then to enter into the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到第三章的时候，你就看到这样的一个要求了。
So brothers and sisters, when you read in chapter 3, you see this requirement.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们怎么能维持我们住在他里面呢？
How do we sustain ourselves in him?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
以上也告诉我们，
it continues to tell us,
遵他而行，
to walk in him,
遵他而行，
to walk in him.
什么叫做遵他而行？
What does it mean to walk in him?
他不但是根据，
not only is he the evidence, the base,
并且他是标准，
but he is the standard.
不单是标准，
not only is he the standard,
而且是目的，
he is the purpose.
你根据他，
if you are according to him,
你取用他，
you draw from him,
你长成他，像他，
and then you grow up to be like him.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主的话说得很清楚。
The Lord's words are so clear.
那我们就 又可以在这里又再重复一下。
Here we can repeat again.
除了基督，
outside of Christ,
人没有路到神的面前。
Man has no other way to go before God.
除了基督，
other than Christ,
人没有条件可以在神的面前长成。
Man has no condition to grow up before God.
直到完完全全被带到神的面前。
To grow up to be complete, to be presented before God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our Lord.
他借着圣灵用保罗说了许多在哥罗西的话，归纳起来就是这么两句。
That he, through the Holy Spirit, used Paul to say so many words can be summarized in two statements.
道路是基督。
That the way is Christ.
内容是基督。
The content is Christ.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
那因此，虽然我们没有时间把整个的哥罗西书来看完。
Even though we don't have time to look at all of the book of Colossians.
但是我们看到这里的时候。
But when we look at here.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
But then brothers and sisters,
remember. 第一、第二章是说到生命的接受。
The chapter 1 and 2 talks about the acceptance of life.
第三、第四章是说到生命的长成。
The chapter 3 and 4 talks about the maturity of life.
但是不管你是接受生命或者是生命的成长。
Whether it is to accept life or to grow life to maturity.
只有一条路。
There is only one way.
那就是神的儿子。
And that is the Son of God.
在神儿子以外。
Outside of the Son of God.
什么都没有。
There is nothing.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想今天早晨不要过钟，结果还是过钟。
I did not want to go over time, but I still went over time.
很多话讲不下去。
Many words I cannot continue to say.
但是感谢主，弟兄姊妹，你能掌握到我们所交通过的，虽然我们没有接触到的那个部分，你等候在主的面前，主会给你看得非常清楚。
If you can hold on to what we have had fellowship about, the things that we did not touch on, the Lord will reveal to you.
因为你已经了解到哥罗西书的整个属灵的结构。
Because you already understand the spiritual structure of the book of Colossians.
和那个属灵的目的。
And then also that spiritual purpose.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
讲不完的话，求主亲自向弟兄姊妹们讲。
The words that we cannot complete, that we cannot say, we ask the Lord to personally say to brothers and sisters.
借着圣灵把神的话，把神的心意放在我们的里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, we ask the Lord to place His words and His will inside of us.
叫我们在这个混乱的时代的里面，我们不自走迷，而失去了我们的方向。
In this tumultuous time, that we will not be lost, that we will not be without direction.
对我们的实际来说，很根本、很根本的一件事情，不要用我们所做的去代替主所做。
Very practically, a very, very basic thing is let us not use what we do to replace what the Lord does.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord. Let us pray.
主，巴不得你在这些日子的里头，把你的话更明亮的显在我们的心思里。
Lord, we pray that in these days you will reveal your words even more clearly in us.
让我们在许许多多混乱的日子里头，我们仍然认定你是我们的道路。
That in these tumultuous days, Lord, that we can still ascertain you as our way.
你是我们的方向。
That you are our direction.
你更是我们追求的目标。
And you are the purpose, the goal that we pursue.
因为神一切的心意都是在你里面。
Because all of the will of God is inside of you.
神所有的丰盛也是在你里面。
And all of the riches of God is inside of you.
并是求我们的主你。借着你的灵来帮助我们。
Then we ask, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit that you help us.
让我们今天一切的追求不停留在我们已经得着的那些恩典里。
That what we pursue does not stop with the grace and the blessings that we have received.
乃是继续的往前去追求进入父神心意的完全的满足。
That we continue to go forward to pursue the fullness, the fulfillment of the will of the Lord, of the Father.
主，我们为着过去你的带领、你的保守，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the guidance and the protection you have given us in the past.
我们为了今天和余下的日子，我们仰望你。
We look to you today and for the days to follow.
我们实在的盼望到与你面对面的那个日子。
We hope that the day when we face you face to face,
就是与你一同显现在荣耀里的日子。
That is the day when we appear with you in glory.
你能向我们说，我们是你又良善又忠心的仆人。
That you can say to us that we are your good and faithful servant.
那我们就有那个资格去享用你所有的一切。
That we have the right to use all that you have.
叫你的心意满足，我们的喜乐也满足。
May your heart be satisfied and our pleasure be satisfied as well.
我们仰望。
Lord, we look to you.
帮助我们站立在你的面前，讨你的喜悦。
Help us to stand firm before you to seek your pleasure.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.